Welcome to the Two Tunes Podcast.
Hello. I thought of something funny to do for the intro like 2 weeks ago when I was driving in my car.
All right. And?
I have forgotten it.
So it wasn't that funny.
It was, but I just forgot about it.
It was not memorable.
I just forget things.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to do this next time we do.
We're going to do a chill episode today.
Yeah, because you're dying.
I'm not dying, but I do have a congestion.
Yeah.
You kind of sound it too.
I'm always congested. I have actually this week, I have an appointment finally with an ENT to figure out what the hell's going on with my sinuses.
Okay.
Probably going to find out I have like a deviated septum or something. And then
I think our old deal with choir that. Director here had those. And like he had to like get drilled or something.
Yeah,
like
you got to have like surgery done or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, my left side is constantly. Like yeah. I have sinus pressure and like other stuff.
Above the eye.
Sometimes, but even mostly like just down through and just, yeah. And it's just been getting really bad lately. But I feel like I always sound a little stuffy and congested and always feel like a little stuffy and congested all the time.
That makes sense.
So hopefully this will be an answer to that.
This week's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause, tomorrow, I'm going to go over to the middle school in the morning and in the afternoon.
Nice.
Like basically first period and ninth period.
Sure.
And then on Tuesday, I have a half day. And then I'm out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to go to the conference. I'm going to see a lot of modern bands play.
Yeah.
Because they have a bunch of showcases.
Did you go this past weekend? Was the festival?
I did not go. Probably should have gone. I don't get advertised to that much.
Yeah. You should try to get kids into it, if you can.
Yeah, I could, and it's really just finding time because the kids are doing so much.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I'm like, it's going to be this day. Oh, I got marching band. Oh, it's going to be this day. Oh, we got musical rehearsal. Oh, yeah. It's going to be this day. Well, I can't do it because it's play. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's Friday, I guess. You know, football game and this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
Just a lot of like adding another ensemble.
Sorry, I didn't even mean you doing the modern band thing. I mean, you could. I just mean like getting them for the festival. Like get the audition materials.
Oh, yes.
Get it to kids.
I gave them to kids and then kids asked and then it's like, yeah, it's already over.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what do I have to do? And it's like, oh, just do this. Like I printed out papers and I gave it to kids and like kids never got back to me.
Yeah.
So, but yes, they should.
I judged for that.
I did too.
Yeah. You did guitars, I assume.
I did guitars.
Yeah.
I don't think I got any bass players this time.
Gotcha. I think I just did vocals.
I think it was this year was more even across the board.
As far as?
Just like what, like.
Ability level?
Ability level. Where like the previous year, it was very much like, oh, you're amazing. Oh, you don't know how to play guitar.
Yeah.
And this year was like, everyone's kind of like, oh yeah, they're all. Yeah. Like it was hard to be like, you shouldn't go.
Yes. I only had a couple of those.
Yeah.
The lowest scores I gave out for most of them was just versatility because here's the Taylor Swift girly and here's the R&B person and here's the...
You were doing vocals.
This thing. Yeah, like everybody was in their lane for the most part for vocals.
Yeah.
There were a few that it was like, here's my pop thing, here's my R&B thing, here's my soul thing, here's my whatever. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you can do other stuff.
With guitar, you tend to... just get rock guitar.
Sure.
And then somebody will be like, ooh, I can do some jazz chords.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
And your versatility score jumps.
You can do two things.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were all really good. Like I'd be like, yeah, you can hang. You can hang with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one student, guitar student, and she was be like, how do I find a drummer? Like, I don't know. But there's a sign that's talking about like, it's basically like a rock band camp for a month, but it's in York. And then Rod Gels does a rock band, but it's across the river. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, there's these things that exist that you could go jam with
just
people.
Just gotta get a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you seen Three Body Problem?
No, not yet.
I finished it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it just ends.
Yeah.
And it kind of ends on like a, like... why do I want to keep watching this? and it's made by the guys who made Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I finished Invincible.
Okay.
Season 2.
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's really good. I'm working on X-Men 97 as it comes out.
Yeah. What happened on episode 5, man?
It's intense, man. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, it's intense.
But I just heard, I just saw like tons of memes like, oh my God, this. Yeah,
it's intense.
Episode 5. Is Gambit dead?
I don't know.
I'm not going to ruin it.
And I've been trying to watch the Bad Batch final season as well. It's the only Star Wars animation that I've actually watched.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You should watch Rebels.
I Dude, know. Rebels but then so I have good. To watch Clone Wars also. And that's a lot. There's a lot of
but
television.
You would all have of those to things. Watch Clone Wars to watch Bad Batch.
Nah.
No, Rebels is not connected to Clone Wars.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Well, yeah, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
But if you're going in there and being like, well,
no, but Bad Batch, I was able to like, yeah, it just picks up.
And Rebels, you would be too.
Well, sure, but it's just a lot of stuff. I'll get there. Maybe,
the Bad Batch is in Rebels.
I know. It's three seasons.
Are you watching Ahsoka?
Yeah, I watched Ahsoka. I knew enough about who people were.
You gotta watch.
No.
With the new. Nah, you gotta watch Rebels.
Nah. Yeah. I just realized the other day, I've not seen a movie in a long time.
Like in the theater?
Yeah, and there's been so many movies that I want to see.
I'm debating.
I missed Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, I missed that too.
I never saw the first Dune, so I've not seen the second one yet. Kind of want to see Godzilla X Kong because it just seems ridiculous and fun.
Caprica would want to see that.
I want to see Monkey Man.
I want to see that.
I want to see, there's something else. Oh, Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah.
Not
actually, Marvel the trailers stuff. Make it look kind of not as good, but I just keep hearing that it's really good. Like, the concept sounds cool.
Well, it's by
Alex Garland.
Yeah. Who, everything that he's done is
great.
Yeah.
But I think maybe the studios got their hands, which they always do, or whoever got their hands on the trailer, and it just seems a little.
Well, I like it because you don't really hokier. Know what's going on. Yeah. But if you think about it, it's like 28 days later.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, we're seeing this thing, but like you don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Apparently they're going to make a 28.
Years.
Years later.
Yeah.
Because they made months, right?
Yeah, they already made 28 months later.
Yeah.
And it might be actually 28 years
until they make it. Yeah, I've never seen those, but
the first one was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like The Walking Dead before The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say before because the comic book was probably out. Hey, you looking for some comic books? I'm trying to sell 17 long boxes.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Go to a comic book store.
I am. Oh. I already contacted a couple. But I got 17 long boxes to get rid of.
Okay.
So we're here to talk about two tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And my tune is by the artist, the band, Blonde Shell.
Yeah. Which I really like, by the way.
Yeah.
She's
awesome.
I tried to listen to the whole album last night, and I just kept getting sidetracked with other things.
Oh, they didn't do months later. They just did weeks. They did days and weeks.
Oh, that's right. Anyway.
What's going on?
Fire sirens. Yeah. So I was in the midst of doing several things last night, and you sent through your songs. And so I was like, oh, let me listen. And I was like, ooh, I like this. Let me just like put on the rest of the album while I'm doing some other work. And then I got working on my arrangement, and I can't listen to that while I'm trying to do my arrangement. And, like, listen to that.
Because everything
stuff.
Would be like...
Yeah. And then I was also trying to go to the original recording that I'm basing it off of, because I'm basing my arrangement on a particular like solo sax version of this thing.
Okay.
So then I kept going back and forth. But the like three songs I listened to were really good.
Yeah, it's and the whole album is kinda like that.
Yeah.
I really dig it. I don't know exactly how I found it.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, actually I do know how I found it. So on Apple Music they were talking about how it's been like 30 years since Kurt Cobain passed, and then they do this little thing of just like, here's like the influences of Nirvana, and here is like the people who were part of that scene at that time, and then people who directly influenced them, and then people who were influenced by that influence.
Okay.
And this is one of this song was in that list, and I'm like, oh, let's listen to that. And then I ended up doing like it was like a Genius Scan or an Infinite playlist type thing where like you're like, ooh, I like this song, and you hit a button and it'll make a station based on that song.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the what the science behind it is, mm-hmm. but it'll do similar songs
yeah.
to that. Whether it's like, oh, well, they're female fronted. Oh, it's like 90s kind of sound, yeah. Rock band, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Blonde Shell mm-hmm. is the second project from this woman, Sabrina Teitelbaum. T-E-I-T-E-L.
Teitelbaum.
Teitelbaum. And her previous project, which was Pop Leaning, was named Baum.
Okay.
B-A-U-M. So I think that it's very funny that her previous is Baum, and then it's Blonde Shell.
As opposed to Bombshell.
So, yeah. Oh, right. Blonde Bombshell.
Oh, right. True. Yeah.
So, and this is like, they were working on Baum stuff, and then she's like, I'm not really feeling this anymore. I don't want to put this out.
Yeah.
And then her producer was like, well, what are you working on? It's like this, which was Olympus, which was like the first song for Blonde Shell. And it's more rock feel instead of pop feel. And this song is just proximity kind of thing. It's like the first thing that I heard. Mm-hmm. It's Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm. It's the shortest song in the whole record.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Less than 2 minutes.
Did you ever watch Veronica Mars?
I did. Yeah. I did. And
so
I,
you get the references?
I do. Well, some of them. I don't get the haven't heard of Coda. Like, Coda is Children of Deaf Adults.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I don't know exactly where that falls in. And it's probably just, like, a bunch of weird references.
Mm-hmm. Or was, like, Coda a club in... Because Coda is, like, a music term, obviously, too, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been a lot of things. Anyways, here's Veronica Mars by Blonde Shell, off the album Blonde Shell.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a spring reverb. You can hear the drip.
Veronica Mars, 2004. I am disturbed. Give me shelter. It's a big apartment in New York. Casey's on the can with a towel draped over. It's pretty weird. Haven't heard of Coda. Become a loner.
So Logan is a character in the show, and he is a dick.
Uh-huh.
And but then they end up together in the show.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched the show.
There were so many moments in this song, that even for being so short, that it went different places than I expected. Even just like that opening little riff thing, I was expecting different chord patterns and different things. And like some of the vocal stuff, I was like, because, you know, we've heard so many things, and so like it's all been done before in some ways, and so like there's certain way I was expecting the vocals to go this way or do this thing, and just didn't, so which is cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Also,
like,
the sort of like half verse, and then that goes into this.
Yeah,
you know,
this is like one of the best parts.
Yeah,
which is just,
and the other reason I was curious to go on to more. Not only did I just like this,
mm-hmm.
And it was so short, and it really leaves you like wanting more.
Yes.
I was like, does this go right into the next track?
Yeah,
kind of is the answer.
Yeah, it is kind of.
But that next track I really liked also.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on those, maybe those are the only two I got to actually listen
Kiss
to.
Kiss City.
Yeah, but Kiss based City's on good. Those two. It's obviously like very autobiographical
mm-hmm.
kind of writing and stuff. So yeah, I dig it though. I want to go back and actually listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's worth.
And is this the only release so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She started writing like the project started in 2020. She wrote it during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then it came out in April of last year.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm really into it. I want to, like I said, I want to listen to the whole thing.
And there are 6 singles.
Okay.
But the album has 9 tracks. Yeah. So 3 of them were not singles.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't really understand singles anymore.
No.
But the album came out in April 7th, 2023. And then the first single was June 8th. This was the 4th single. Sepsis is a good song, too.
Okay.
By the way. Which was the 3rd single.
Was Kiss City a single?
Yes, number 2.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way through.
Yeah, like I said, I'm excited to listen to more of it. I just need 40 minutes or whatever.
33
minutes, even better.
It's only 33 minutes long. So it's a pretty short space of time. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
Whole album. Go listen to it.
Can't wait.
Check it out.
Excited.
Where you at?
So, I like interesting band names, but sometimes it makes it difficult, especially if you're trying to Google about them.
At band.
If you type in at band, the first thing that comes up is the band app. You testing this out?
Well, here's the thing. I then put band or at band tour. Band in Town came up.
Okay.
And then Dave Matthews Band, Journey with Def Leppard, Volunteers, 44 Most Anticipated Tours.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. So then I was like, oh, let me search the name of this EP.
Yeah.
Are You There, God? It's Me, At. And it goes, clearly you mean Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I'm like, yeah. I don't. And there's like that thing. It's like, do you mean this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do mean that. And then it still gives you a whole bunch of results for Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. But then I found the Bandcamp link, which is at computer.bandcamp.com. So anyway, they have 2 releases, this group. One is Mind Palace Music, which was their debut album in March 2023. And then this is their newest thing, which is an EP called Are You There, God? It's Me, At. So the group is just 2 people. Victoria Rose, who's from Philly, and Stone Philipzak, I'm going to say, who's in Baltimore. And they formed while they were confined to their homes during quarantine. I don't know how they know each other. And they were basically just emailing each other tracks and stuff.
That's cool.
Putting together. Yeah. So that's how they did their debut. And then it says, even though the world has opened back up and they've been able to play together live, this EP was again created remotely with their respective, while in their respective cities. What did change was the production. So I have not listened to the first thing. The first album, Mind Palace Music. I've just listened to this EP, which I like. And I really like this first song, Processional, which is the one that I sent you. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know where I found out about them. I think I saw somebody post about it somewhere. And I was like, ooh, a band called At. Just the At symbol. That's interesting. Let me check it out. So, yeah, so this is their foray into electronic music.
Okay.
Consisting primarily of software instrumentation with the occasional flute, guitar, or bass part sprinkled in.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
When after listening to it, it makes sense that it was through the internet, kind of like postal service.
Yeah.
And also that.
Apparently, their other release was more acoustic-y stuff.
Okay.
So I'd be curious to check that out as well.
Did this come before or after?
This is after. This is the newest thing.
Okay.
So the first album apparently was more acoustic-y, and this is them being more electronic.
Here it is.
So here we go.
Hey, let's go.
I like this quote from Rose. Says, we're both really dramatic in our musical sensibilities and don't shy away from ridiculous choices, which can really be exaggerated when working mostly with electronic sounds.
I liked this point where the bass is mimicking the plucked harp.
Yeah.
And then
Christmas song.
Then it's, yes, then it becomes, but then the bass goes whole notes.
Yeah.
And yes, becomes a Christmas song. also has a Adam Neely. What was the other guy that he used to do collabs with that also went to Berkeley? He had glasses and then like big black hair and like scruffy. He made the video for Threshold. Forget.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, it reminds me of his stuff, but tamer.
Okay.
And this song is so loud.
Yeah.
Like I thought my song was loud. So guess who's getting cut and then changed gain. What are those things called? Ratchet?
Yeah.
With a delay the second time?
Uh-huh.
Don't repeat anything more than once or more than twice.
Over it as much because it's just all these like different like there's, this part's kind of repeaty, but like
there's
so
bits.
Many little left turns and little things are like we talked about before, like, okay, you did a thing already, what's gonna be different about it this time?
Yeah,
you know, there's lots of those moments, especially the very first time I listened to it, I was like, it felt like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
like, and you can't see the track kind of thing, you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm over here, oh, it's going there, oh, yeah, now it's down, now it's up.
It's very dry. Like there's not really a lot of reverb. I don't even think like there's reverb in the voice, I believe, but like mm-hmm. on those drums, it's like,
yeah,
super dry.
Yeah. But yeah. It's really interesting. It's really good. And now I'm curious to listen to that other album and hear like just how different it is. So yeah. Are you intrigued to listen to more?
A little bit. You made it hard to search though. They made it hard to search.
Yeah.
At the band at yeah.
Somebody commented on their Bandcamp thing,
yeah,
and they said about like a complete 180 from what they had done before, so that's interesting. It's like you were saying with Blanchell,
yeah,
maybe not a complete 180 from what she was doing, but definitely different, but she just like changed her name and these two are like, nah, we're gonna.
And I don't think you can find Bomb on
anywhere.
I'm probably completely wrong, mm-hmm. by the way. I'm searching right now. So, that's our show.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you in the future.
On the flippity flop.
On the flippity flop. Remember to like, subscribe. Oh, I'm wrong. Bomb is on there.
Share, follow, all that stuff.
I feel I may have heard. No, that's a different Bomb. That's not the same person.
Nope. Also could be Baum, title Baum.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe, that, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe she can do a collaborative title fight. They can be title Baum.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know, they'll probably listen to this. Maybe not all the way through, but definitely
okay.
to their part. And then be like, fuck those guys. Anyways, we will see you next week. Like, yeah. Subscribe, follow us. Yep. Join the Discord if you like to talk to other people.
Yeah, feel free to ask us questions. I like to answer questions.
Yes, ask us questions. Give us suggestions of what to listen to. I have gone 173 episodes without repeating myself.
What?
Possibly. Like in the idea. We've talked about the same people.
What? What do you mean in the idea?
Have I repeated the same band?
Yes.
When?
You've had some version of Nine Inch Nails on this podcast. No,
but it's not some version like of Nine Inch Nails. Times. It's like it's Trent Reznor and Dave Grohl and somebody else, and then it's Nine Inch Nails live, and then it's... Sure.
Okay. Well, I've brought the same group a few times.
Yeah, yeah. That's why times. I said I. Oh, okay. I didn't include you.
Yeah. That was my original thought, was like, I'm never going to repeat anybody, but like, people release new stuff. But yeah, also, yeah, like, they release new stuff, and like,
yes,
I want to talk about that too. So.
Like, over the weekend, I listened to, who is it? Lizzie McAlpine?
Uh-huh.
Is she just released
a new album? Yeah. I've only listened to it once. It's kind of a return to her first.
It's very similar. Like, every song kind of sits in the same,
mm-hmm,
like, it's not really like a roller coaster. It's just like a... Yeah. Given the cover, it's just like water to like wade in.
Yeah,
and then you just
her float. First album was like that a little bit.
Yeah,
her second. I just saw like an interview snippet with her where she was talking about the last album, like the second album,
uh-huh,
and she said she felt like she was just chasing trends of things
in the second album. Okay,
and so it was more of like, oh, now all of a sudden she's super popular. Here's her sophomore album. She better make it good. She better do all the things that are happening in the year 2022 or whatever. And like, I can hear that. I like that album too. I will say though, that album took me a minute to get into because I had such an idea of what her album would sound like based on the first one. And so the second one just felt like a departure. And so that's interesting to know that she also felt like that. So this feels, I guess, like more of a return to her original sound. So
yeah, that makes sense.
But I need to listen to it more. I also think I was like doing other stuff while I had it on. So I wasn't, mm-hmm, like, I was hearing but not listening.
Yeah.
So.
Also, these happened a while ago in relationship to when we are releasing this record.
Yeah.
But there was a new Tiny Stills records coming out.
Yeah, I ordered it on vinyl.
Nice. Obviously, we already know about the new Taylor Swift that's coming out and the new Billie Eilish that's coming out.
Yeah. Do you follow Billie Eilish on Instagram?
No.
So, I do. And I noticed, because like, you look at stories and stuff,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, why does Billie Eilish's story have the green close friend circle around it?
Oh, okay.
And it was just like little things. And I think it's like little snippets of like what the album cover is going to be or whatever. And, but I was like, I'm not Billie Eilish's close friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly, but I guess I am. I think though what she did was she probably just made her whole followers list.
Yeah.
And so then it was like only followers could see this stuff before she announced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
As opposed to just like the general public. Because she has a public account, which means her stories are public.
Yeah.
But not the close friends one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But like people were freaking out. They're like, oh my God, it's close friends. Okay. Like, yeah, she just...
It makes sense.
She just,
if you follow me, you're my close friend. Scrolled
down her whole thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or her team or whatever. So.
All right.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.